Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo on Friday. They were headed toward Turkey as Russia intensifies its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear whether any would be allowed to enter. Strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed. VOA's Bill Ide on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious. And it's something that people are quite used to. But of course, they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located on a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. In 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake that struck near Jeju-Nantou County killed more than 2,400 people. UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. There was no immediate claim for responsibility. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg militias. This is VOA News.